Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Domenico, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-O, Zina, Z-I-N-N-A. Domenico Zina was seen by Dr. Kahan, K-H-A-N, on 6/30/21, complaining of left arm pain and limited mobility. Appeared around 9 to 10 p.m. the previous day. He fell onto his left forearm and elbow. Appeared he additionally believes he ruptured a tendon because he heard an audible pop. Appeared he had not received any interim injury. Appeared history was remarkable for leg surgery. Period. He was evaluated clinically and found to have soft tissue swelling. Appeared range of motion was limited by pain. Appeared he also underwent x-rays and was thought to have an avulsion fracture. Appeared he was placed in a sling and referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. The full radiology report suggested this may be a small avulsion fracture or degenerative sparring. Appeared in paragraph on 7/2/21, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Bronsnick, B-R-O-N-S-N-I-C-K, period. He reviewed the x-rays that showed soft tissue swelling in the posterior elbow with a tiny osseous density adjacent to the posterior olecranon at the triceps insertion, comma, which may represent a small avulsion or degenerative sparring. Period, he diagnosed possible triceps tendon avulsion and referred Mr. Zina for an MRI. Period, this was done on 7/13/21 to be inserted here. Period, Dr. Brosnick reviewed these results with him on 7/15/21, noting it showed a full thickness retracted distal triceps tear. Period, they discussed treatment options and elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period, new paragraph on 7/22/21. Dr. Brosnick performed left triceps repair for a postoperative diagnosis of a left triceps tear. Period. He followed up postoperatively with Dr. Brosnick over the next several months. Period, this overlapped with physical therapy. Period. His last visit with Dr. Brosnick was on 10/10/22. Strength was 5/5 in elbow extension. Period, incision was clean, dry, and intact. Period. Work had requested clarification and quantifying his restrictions. Period, accordingly, he recommended a functional capacity evaluation, after which he would return to see the doctor. Period. New paragraph on 2/23/22, Dr. Ferenz, F-E-R-E-N-Z, performed an independent medical examination. Period. His impression was retracted triceps rupture at the left elbow. Period. He agreed with the orthopedic recommendation for 3 weeks of a work conditioning program to begin immediately, after which he could transition to a home exercise program. Period. He would be at maximum medical improvement following the work conditioning program. Period. On 7/20/22, Dr. Ferenz reevaluated Mr. Zina. Period. Exact time. He was undergoing work hardening, and the therapist recommended continuation of same. Period. Upon exam, there was mild tenderness to palpation over the olecranon and proximal ulna. Period, sutures were not palpable. Period, he had full active and passive range of motion at the elbow. Period, biceps and triceps function was intact. Period, he had no neurovascular deficits. Period, strength was 5/5 in the triceps and 5+/5 in the biceps. Peritoneal sign was at the cubital tunnel was negative. Paired flexion dash compression test was negative for cubital tunnel. Paired he could extend his elbow fully against gravity. Paired he did not have tenderness to palpation of the triceps tendon, and there were no palpable gaps. Paired Dr. Ferenz concluded he had extended well beyond the standard protocol for repair of triceps tendon in the elbow and postoperative therapy. He opined Mr. Zinna had reached the maximum benefit of treatment, including therapy. Period work hardening program was not expected to provide any additional benefit at that point. Period overall, he deemed Mr. Zinna had reached maximum medical improvement. Period his clinical exam was benign. Period he concluded there was sufficient strength such that he should be able to perform the job duties required by a longshoreman. Period his only concern was related to climbing to extreme heights on a ladder or a crane. Period he does have a harness in those cases for safety. Period Dr. Ferenz could not comment on whether he can safely perform those climbing activities. Period. He advised that the employer should qualify his climbing ability. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 6/29/21, Dominique Dozina injured his left elbow at work. He was seen the next day by Dr. Kahan, where x-rays were suspicious for an avulsion fracture. Pretty then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Brosnick, who gave the same diagnoses. Period MRI of the elbow was done on 7/13/21. Period surgery was done on 7/22/21. Paired physical therapy was rendered postoperatively. Paired Mr. Zena requested on more than one occasion that therapy continue. Paired he followed up with Dr. Brosnick through 10/10/22 when exam was quite unrevealing. Period. He also saw Dr. Ferenz through 7/20/22. Period. New paragraph. I will read this case for a triceps tear repaired surgically with an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. Dr. Brosnick's last exam on 10/10/22, he had 5/5 strength in elbow extension. Period. He suggested a functional capacity evaluation. Period. He also saw Dr. Ferenz through 7/20/22. Period. Other than assessing the claimant's climbing ability, he cleared Mr. Zena to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. It would seem he was essentially cleared for full duty, so functional history will be zero. Period physical exam might be a grade modifier of 1. And clinical studies will probably be a level of 2. Period. End.